We're having a special class in this book that is sometimes called Megillat Antiochus, Megillat Hashmonaim. And we don't know exactly who wrote this. We're not yet starting, we're introducing. We know that this book existed over a millennium ago. There were communities that would read it in shul, publicly. In the days of Rav Saadia Gaon, shortly after the Talmud, it's already referenced. So we know this has been around since a little bit after the Second Temple period, and maybe even during the Second Temple period. We're not exactly sure who wrote it, but it is one of the more reliable sources about what happened in the story of Hanukkah. There were even communities that had this as part of their Hanukkah prayers. They would read this publicly. We don't do that, but nonetheless, it is an important source for us to understand the story of Hanukkah. So we're going to begin. We are beginning the story on page 19. You will notice that the story is written in the form of a book of Tanakh. We'll read the text and translate just because it's a very beautiful text, very easy to understand. We'll begin. Page 19. Vayhi bimei Antiochus melech Yavan. Begins like Megillas Esther. Vayhi bimei. The days of Antiochus, the king of Greece. Melech gadol v'chazakaya. Very similar to Megillat Esther. He was a very great and powerful king. V'takif b'mem shalto. He was powerful in his rulership. V'chol ha-malachim yishme'u lo. And all the kings would listen to him, would obey him. V'ukavash medinot rabot. He conquered many countries. U'malachim chazakim and powerful kings. V'echiv tirotehem. He destroyed their castles. V'echaleihem and their quarters or their churches. Saraf be'esh. He burnt it in fire. V'anshem b'vet asurim asar. He took their men into captivity. So he was very powerful and successful in his military campaigns. Mimei Alexandrus Mukdon Amelech, from the days of Alexander of Macedon, the king, Alexander the Great. Lokam Melech Hazakamo, there wasn't as powerful a king as he. Becholever Anahar, on that side of the Euphrates. Vubanam Dinah Gdolah Al Chof Hayam, Liot Lo Levit Malchut. He built a powerful city, a great city, at the edge of the sea, where he established his capital. Vayikrala Medinat Antiochia al Shmo. He named the city of Antiochia, named after himself. Vegam Bagris Mishneu, and his second in command, named Bagris Banam Dinachot Negda. He built the city corresponding that the capital. Vayikrala Bagris Hashmo. He named the city Bagris after himself. Vechen Shmotan Adi Omazeh. That's their name till today. You guys with me?
What's the
Bagris? We're on page 20. Bishnat 23 shanim lemolchot. Was 23 years into his reign. Hishnat 213 shanim levinyan bet elokim hazeh. It was the year 213 to the years of this temple. Sounds like the Megillah is being written during the Second Temple period when the temple's still around. It was 213 years into the building of this temple. Sampanav lalot Yerushalayim, he focused his endeavors to ascend upon Jerusalem. Vayan vayomer lesarav, so he said to his officers, Alo idatem ki yesh am hayudim asher b'Yerushalayim betochenu. You know that within our kingdom there is the nation, those Jews in Jerusalem, leloheinu einam makrivim, they don't offer sacrifices to our God. V'datenu einam osim, they don't perform in accordance with our religion. Now this is again wording like Megillat Esther, that they're not performing like, right? They leave the king's way of life to go in accordance with their religion. They're always hoping for the day when the different kings and powers will be broken. They say, when will we have our king? The Messiah will come. And then we will rule the sea and the dry land. And we will take control of the world. And it's not within the respect of my throne to leave these people on the face of the earth. So let's ascend upon them and let's abolish the covenant they have, Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Umila. The three things that represent their covenant with God is Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, and the circumcision. Right? Shabbat is where we take control of time. We say God created the world, and so we declare him as king on Shabbat. Rosh Chodesh is where we say God gave us a duty within this planet to sanctify the times. So we dedicate the Rosh Chodesh. And Milah is the circumcision where we implant within our body the covenant we have with Hashem. So he said, those three represent their covenant with Hashem. Notice that within their plot is a distinct intent to abolish the covenant we have with Hashem. Vayitav adavav b'enei sarav u'v'enei kol chayalav. This word found favor in the eyes of his nobles and all of his army. Beitai kam Antiochus amelech v'yishlach Nicanor mishneu b'chayil gadol v'amrav. So Antiochus aroused to the task. He sent his second in command, Nicanor, with a large army. Vayavol Yehudah Yerushalayim, and so he came to the city of Judea, to Jerusalem. Vayahog b'hereg rav. He killed a tremendous number. Vayatzev tzelem b'vet hamikdash. He erected an idol in the temple. B'makom asher amar Elohei Yisrael avdav hanaviim sham ashken shchinati l'olam. In the place where Hashem says his presence will have a representation forever. B'makom ahu shachtu t'chazir. In that place, they slaughtered a pig. Vayaviu midamo l'azrat hakodesh. They brought from the blood of the pig into the holy courtyard. So when that happened, so they were coming not only to defeat Israel, but to desecrate that which we hold dear and holy. When Yochanan, the son of Matityahu, the high priest, when he heard this was done, he was filled with wrath and anger. His countenance changed. So he thought to himself, what can I do about this? So Yochanan ben Matityahu prepared for himself a sword. It was a 2 amos long and a zeret, hands width wide, tachat begadav atufa, wrapped it under his clothing. And he came to Jerusalem and stood by the gates of the king. He called to the gatekeepers, to the guards, and he said, Yochanan ben Matityah, have come to enter before Nicanor. So the gatekeepers, the guards, came and said to Nicanor, the high priest of the Jews is standing at the entrance. So Nicanor said to them, let him enter. So Yochanan was brought before Nicanor. So Nicanor said to Yochanan, you are one of those who rebelled against the king. You do not seek the peace, the well-being of the kingdom. So Yochanan answered Nicanor, he said, Adoni ani hu, yes it is I, atabati lefanech lasot kol asher tachpots, I have come to do anything you desire. Vayan Nicanor v'yomer liYochanan. So Nicanor said to Yochanan, im kirtzoni ata mevakesh lasot, if what you want to do is to do my will, kachazir ushchot oto latzelem, you take a pig, slaughter it before the idol, val bishcha bigdei malchut, and then I will give you royal clothing, val kivcha al sus hamelech, I will let you ride on the king's horse. You will be considered like one of the king's friends. So this is what the king offers Yochanan. Yochanan has a sword under his clothing. Nicanor, the governor, the general, the chief general, gives him an offer. And now we'll pick up here.